7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weakened or your aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Back in West Memphis as we move to the second quarter. Mounting on with a 9-7 lead over Greenwood. Greenwood, the number one seed. Out of the West, Lady Bombers, the four seed out of the East. And it'll be Mountain Home basketball to start the second quarter. 9-7, Mountain Home leads it. Lady Bombers able to overcome five turnovers in that first quarter to have the lead. Here's Pfeiffer out top. Martin with it. Into the corner, left side. Husky open. Her three will not go. And the rebound to Greenwood. That's going to be Saki that has it. Works it up ahead. In the paint, left baseline, Terry. Terry shot blocked underneath by Foreman, and she comes up with the basketball. Lady Bombers by two with the ball. And again, Greenwood with this 1-3-1 half-court trap. Husky. Back out top, it's Walker. Boy, Greenwood's quick as well. And a reach-in foul against the Lady Bulldogs. This foul is going to go against Kinley Fisher. That's her second, ninth team foul. And a 1-on-1 here for Riley Walker. Riley is 0-of-1 from the free throw line so far. Missed the front end of a 1-and-1 earlier. First free throw is good. And she earns the bonus. That was the ninth team foul against Greenwood. So the Lady Bomber is going to be in the double bonus the rest of this first half. Walker with another free throw. Misses. Greenwood the rebound. Is controlled underneath by Cartwright. That's her third board. Quickly into the front court. Ball knocked away as Saki turns it over. Mountain Home quickly into the front court. Pfeiffer bounces it inside to Foreman. Back to Walker. Penetrates. It's Martin out top now. Driving by the defender. Penetrates down the right side of the paint. She's fouled. She'll head to the free throw line. The foul against Greenwood's on Terry. That's her third. And a couple of free throws coming up for Emma Martin. She's 2-of-2 from the line. Lady Bombers 4-of-7 as a team. First one is no good. Terry with three fouls comes out. Bags will check back in now for the Lady Bulldogs. 6:55 left opening half. Mountain Home leads it 10-7. Another free throw here for Emma Martin. Second one is missed. Riley Walker hustling for the rebound, and she's fouled in the corner. And boy, the foul's mounting here for the Lady Bulldogs. Walker out hustled Bags, gets the rebound. Bags gets the foul. That's her second, 10th team foul. And Riley Walker at the free throw line, where she's just 1-of-3. She shoots two, though, as the Lady Bombers in the double bonus. Just under 7 minutes left in this first half. First free throw is good. It's now an 11-7 Mountain Home lead. One more for the Mountain Home senior. Misses. Rebound to Greenwood. That's Saki with it underneath. And boy, the Lady Bombers not shooting very well from the line. That's uncharacteristic of this team. They're a better free throw shooting team than what we've seen in this first half. 6:39 left first half. Lady Bombers up 11-7. Left elbow with it is Goodwin. Out top, Saki. picks up the dribble, back to Goodwin once again, penetrates, kicks it back out top into the hands of Fisher, down the paint, layup is good. Fisher with her first points. 11-9, Mountain Home leads. It was 6-12 left in the opening half. Husky, long pass to Pfeiffer, drives by the defender, drives the baseline and scores. They beat the pressure that time. 13-9, Mountain Home with just under 6 minutes left in the first half. Goodwin on the left side for the Lady Bulldogs. Down low, shot is going to be missed by Cartwright, but a foul on Emma Martin trying to block the shot. She got there a little late. The foul on Martin's her first, team's fifth. Cartwright at the free throw line to shoot a couple here for the Lady Bulldogs. First one is missed. And boy, neither team can shoot a free throw. Greenwood's 0 of 3 now from the line. Price back in now for Greenwood. Second free throw is good by Cartwright. 13-10. Mountain Home leads it with 5:45 left in this first half. Now we're going to see some pressure in the backcourt by Greenwood as they extend this, what was a half-court trap. Now they extended about three-quarters of the length of the floor. Into the front court for Mountain Home is Husky. Walker with it out top with 5:33 left in the half. Pfeiffer right side, three is no good. Rebound by Greenwood underneath. That's Saki with her fourth board. 7 points and four boards for Saki tonight. Fisher holds it out top now for Greenwood. Long three from Saki. It won't go. Rebound, loose on the floor. Jump ball called. Arrow points towards Greenwood. Lady Bulldogs will have it. Clements will check back in now for Greenwood. Winner plays tomorrow night at 6 against the winner of tonight's late game between West Memphis and Lake Hamilton. Greenwood on the offensive end. Mountain Home leads it by 3. Saki out top. Ball momentarily knocked away. She'll pick it back up. Out top, Fisher will reset the offense for Greenwood. Just under 5 minutes left in the first half. Price down the left side of the paint. Kicks it back to Fisher out top. She'll penetrate. She'll walk with the basketball. 4 turnovers by Greenwood in the first half. Lady Bombers lead it by 3, 13-10. 4 years in a row, Mountain Home girls have been in the quarterfinals of the state tournament. Got knocked out there last year. We'll see if they can advance to the semis this year. Husky out top. Now it's Martin with it. Back to Husky. Penetrates. Looks for Pfeiffer. Backdoor cut. She walks with the basketball. 6 turnovers by Mountain Home in the first half. Bags out. Stein back in for Greenwood. 4:23 left in the first half. It's 13-10, Mountain Home. Down the left side of the paint, and a foul against Mountain Home on the drive by Fisher. This is on Husky. That's her second. Team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. Husky and Tabor now with 2 fouls apiece. 4:14 left in the first half. Left side, top of the key. This is Clements driving the paint, forcing the layup and won't go. Greenwood has the offensive rebound. Stein, her follow won't go, and is controlled underneath by Martin for Mountain Home. Emma with her first board of the afternoon. Lady Bombers by 3 with the ball. Martin out top, finds Foreman, baseline right. Nothing there, gives it to Walker. Back out to Husky in the corner. Pfeiffer open, the 3 won't go. Rebound, Martin on the backside, and she's going to be fouled. Martin with her second rebound of the day. She's going to go to the free throw line. Fouls on Kinley Fisher. That's her third. So two different Lady Bulldogs have 3 fouls now. And Emma Martin's at the line where she's 2 of 4. And the first one is missed. The Bombers have shot 12 free throws and only made 5 of them today. And Greenwood's only 1 of 4. Second free throw, good. 4-point Mountain Home lead, 14-10, 3:33 left in the first half. Out top, this is Clements. Gives it up to Goodwin. Around the top of the key, Price. Penetrates, kicks it back to Stott. 17-footer won't go. Martin with another rebound. That's her third. Lady Bombers doing a good job on the boards. Martin slows it down. Gets it to Walker into the front court up the left side. In the corner, Pfeiffer, good shot, fake, penetrates, kicks it out. Husky out top, the three will not go. Rims out, and the rebound to Greenwood. Price has it. What great execution on the offensive end. Just couldn't get the shot to drop. Saki, a three at the other end. It rattles around, it won't go. And the rebound by Foreman underneath. She has 5 boards on the afternoon. 14-10, Mountain Home with 2:44 left in this opening half. Walker out top. Greenwood looking for that trap. Walker finds Pfeiffer on the right elbow. Cross court. It goes to Husky. Quickly inside to Foreman. Kicks it out. Pfeiffer the three. Off the rim. Rebound out of bounds. Greenwood basketball. Pfeiffer with 5 points on the afternoon. And she's struggling from 3-point range where she is so deadly. Just hasn't been able to get those shots to drop. Just 1-3 so far. Husky out. Collins in for Mountain Home. .217 left in the first half. Mountain Home leads it 14-10. Glass back in for Greenwood. She has the dribble on the left side. Out top, it's Goodwin now for the Lady Bulldogs. Knocked away as Walker comes up with a steal, takes it away in the paint. She'll penetrate. Nothing there offensively. Kicks it out. Pfeiffer the three. Will not go. Rebound Collins on the backside for Mountain Home. Here's Martin out top. Double team. 1:45 left. Gets out of that. Back to Pfeiffer the ball goes. Pfeiffer dribbles out of bounds. 7 turnovers by Mountain Home. Lady Bombers lead it by 4, and Hannah Pfeiffer, I don't know how many threes she shot, probably close to 10, and she's only made 1. And they still lead despite their leading scorer struggling from the field right now. She gets those shots to start dropping. This would be a totally different ball game. Another 3 missed by Greenwood, and Foreman has the rebound. That's her 6th. Walker quickly up ahead. Pfeiffer left side, the three, good. 17-10, Mountain Home leads it with 69 seconds left here in the opening half. Glass out top for Greenwood. A long three is going to be missed by Cartwright. Rebound Mountain Home and a foul by Greenwood. Collins has the rebound for the Lady Bombers. The foul's on Glass, that's her 2nd, and Collins will shoot free throws for Mountain Home. 13 fouls called against Greenwood in the first half. Collins to shoot 2 here for Mountain Home. Lady Bombers have struggled mightily from the free throw line, and they miss this one. Bags back in, Terry comes out for Greenwood. Another free throw here for Collins. This one is missed. And the rebound to Cartwright. Boy, if the Lady Bombers could hit threes and shoot free throws, they'd be hit by probably 16 or 18 right now. Oh, my goodness. Glass banks in a three at the other end. 17-13. Mountain Home's lead down to 4. Here's Walker up ahead for the Lady Bombers. Picks up the dribble, left elbow, gets in trouble. Foreman comes out to help. 26 seconds left in the half. And the ball is going to be tipped. Went to the backcourt. Greenwood fans wanted the backcourt, didn't get it. 17 seconds left in the half. Baseline drive by Pfeiffer. Kicks it out to Walker. 12 seconds left in the half. Martin back to Pfeiffer right side. 8 on the clock. Out top it's Walker. Down to 5. Martin gets it to Pfeiffer. 1 on the clock. 3 in the corner. Won't go. And the Lady Bombers will take a 4-point lead into the locker room at halftime. They hold this high-powered Greenwood offense to 13 points, and they are very frustrated as they head to the locker room. Speaking of the Greenwood players, great job defensively by Mountain Home. They take a 17-13 lead into the locker room. It's halftime. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure.
2 minutes, please.
Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. Yes. That's 425-2610.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!